Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
We are in the middle of the holiday season. This is traditionally, a lot of people consider this a season of giving. So are we going to talk a little bit about giving today?
Yeah, let's talk about something that'll make you feel good.
Okay.
I can hear that song in my head. I feel good.
James Brown.
Right, yeah. So I came in this morning prepared to talk about charitable giving. And as I walked in, I saw your Toys for Tots box out in the lobby. And that was one of the things on my list. So at this time of year, I sound a little like a sappy greeting card. I'm sorry. it's kind of what I do at the holidays.
Yeah.
My mind goes to people who are in places where I would not want to be at the holidays. Mm-hmm. Nursing homes, hospitals, pets in shelters, things like that. So I want to talk a little bit about giving to those places, and this should make you feel great.
Okay.
So Toys for Tots is a good one.
It is.
They want new only and unwrapped toys.
Right.
And they wait all year for this drive, right? And you make a lot of kids happy. And we tend to think about children, but one of my girlfriends had a story, and I really, it's what made me think to do this segment today. She belongs to a woman's group, and every year they do a Secret Santa or they buy gifts for the other women in the group.
Sure.
And this year they decided to buy the same gifts they would buy for the other women, but they were donating them to the women's shelter who was rehabilitating women from being beaten.
Yep.
And I thought that was the nicest
thing.
That's
a cool idea. Yeah.
Isn't that a cool idea?
Yeah.
So they're still buying the same number of gifts, but they're giving them to somebody else. That none of them need the extra pair of slippers, right?
Right.
But somebody in a shelter could really use them.
Mm-hmm.
So you could use that kind of an idea. You could donate food to a pet shelter, maybe, or donate some time. This doesn't have to be about money. You could donate, maybe you've got somebody with small children who has to work the holiday shift and you could take their shift over, right? That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
So think about things like that you can do. Now, of course, I'm the money doctor, so I always have to talk a little bit about money.
Yep.
And here it is. Of course, you could take your donation off your taxes at the end of the year as a charitable donation.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't tell me that you did it because I want you to give because you like to give.
Yeah.
But of course, you can take it off your taxes at the end of the year.
It is deductible.
Absolutely. Now, on that note, you might not have money or time that you want to donate at the moment, but I bet you have a closet full of things that you don't wear any longer.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the time of year you think about cleaning your closet and donating the items. But it is a time of year where the secondhand stores like Salvation Army, Goodwill, charitable organizations, thrift stores, what's a survival center in Turner's Falls?
In Turner's, yep.
Places like that really rely on this. And this is a time of year to get rid of old, warm clothes, you know, season-specific clothes that you don't use that might be helpful to somebody else while we're still not freezing to death out there yet.
Yeah.
And while the stores can handle it, because after that, they get overloaded with stuff.
Right.
So think about, you know, donating your time or a little bit of money if you can do it, or a lot of money if you can do it, to whatever cause you think is worthwhile.
That's what the season is all about. That's what they tell me anyway.
That's what they tell me.
And Dr. Francis Raham is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. If people ever have any questions about a segment they hear on the show, they can always reach out to you.
You bet. I'm really not a singing Hallmark card, I swear. they can reach me at 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.